It says in Brachas on the Abnayim of the days, "Miyom Shavara Hakadosh Baruch Hu Asa Olam Lo Hoya Adam Shehod La Kadosh Baruch Hu At Shabasa Leya VeHodasa." From the day Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was no one who thanked Hakadosh Baruch Hu until Leah came and said, "Hapam Odes Hashem." When Leah gave birth to her fourth son, she named him Yehuda because she said, "Now I'm going to thank Hashem." What does this mean? No one thanked Hakadosh Baruch Hu until Leah. Not Noach, not Shem, not the Avos, no one, until Leah. The Ksav Sofer answers with another question. The Gemara says in Shabbos, and Afkuf Yud Ches Amid Beis, that Kol Omer Halal B'chol Yom Harezim Mecharef U'Megadef. One who says Halal every day, it's as if he's cursing Hashem. How can this be? One who mentions Chazdei Hashem on a daily basis should be criticized, he should be punished. The answer, says the Ksav Sofer, is that of course, a person has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. Chazal say, "Kol neshama tahal al ka, al kol neshima u neshima." One has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for each and every breath. We have to be thankful for everything we have, even things that don't appear to be miracles. But that's exactly the point. When a person experiences something that's out of the ordinary, when a person experiences something that seems miraculous, he naturally feels the need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But for the gift of everyday life, for the blessings of Teva, people don't feel the same necessity to give thanks. That's what the Gemara meant when it says that someone who says Halal every day is worthy of criticism. Someone who says the special Halal, the Halal that talks about the supernatural miracles HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed at Yetzias Mitzrayim and during Kriyas Yamsuf, such a person is worthy of criticism. Because he makes it seem like one has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu only for supernatural miracles. But the truth is, a person has to give thanks every day. Not just for miracles, but for the health and the happiness and the sustenance HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us every single day. This, says the Ksav Sofer, was the lesson of Leah. Of course the Avos thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they experienced so many supernatural miracles that their Hoda'ah wasn't such a chiddush. What Leah taught us is that one has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for the ordinary miracles of everyday life. Leah had a pretty easy time having children. She didn't have to daven for 10 years to have a child. She had her first few sons, 1, 2, 3. After having it so easy, it's natural for a person to just get used to it and not to realize the miracle that's involved in the birth of every single child. That's why Leah named her fourth son Yehuda, to show that she appreciated that every child is a miracle. Every moment of life is a gift. And we have to express thanks for that as well. We have to give thanks even for what seems to be just ordinary teva. This idea is one of the messages of the Yom Tov of Chanukah as well. We all know the famous question of the Beis Yosef, that if they had enough oil to light the menorah for one day, so then why do we light the menorah for 8 days? The miracle was only for 7 days, so we should light the menorah for 7 days. Why do we light the extra day? So there are many different answers given to this question. Some of the Mefarshim explain that on the first night of Chanukah, we light the menorah to commemorate the military victory of the Chashmonaim. But that's difficult, because there doesn't seem to be any connection between the lighting of the menorah and the military victory. So why should we celebrate the military victory by lighting the menorah for an extra day? The answer is that before the nes of the Pach Shemen, the Chashmonaim could have deluded themselves. They could have rationalized that perhaps they were successful in battle because they were superior fighters. They had a better strategy. But after Klal Yisrael saw the nes of the Pach Shemen, that made them realize that even the military victory was a nes as well. It wasn't just a natural occurrence, it was divinely orchestrated. As the Ramban writes at the end of Parashas Bo, by experiencing supernatural miracles, one appreciates that even Teva itself is a nes. Since the nes of the Pach Shemen is what made Klal Yisrael realize, it's what gave Klal Yisrael the proper perspective on the military victory, that's why we light the menorah one extra day to commemorate that victory. It's not easy to learn the lesson of Leah, to appreciate the importance of thanking Hashem even for natural miracles. We say it in Modim every day. Alisecha shebechal yom imanu v'yanifloosecha v'tovosecha shebechalais. But the trick is not just to say the words, but to internalize their meaning. One way to make this happen, one way to make this easier, is by learning to show appreciation to the people around us for all the favors and the kindnesses that they do for us on a daily basis. If we learn to be thankful people, if we learn to show appreciation to those around us, it'll become a lot more natural for us to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Chats.